This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We've got our weekly bloggers roundtable coming up, but first we take a look at what's happening on our blog, News and Views. With me is News and Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So a lot of people on our blog are focusing on Gina 6. What's going on?
They have. That's been the story of the moment ever since Michael Bell, one of the six black teens being prosecuted in this case, had his conviction overturned on Friday. It's been the main story in our news headlines, and response from our listeners has been pretty lockstep in condemning what they call a miscarriage of justice. Now, one comment reads, "We have to remember that although this issue was brought to light in Gina, it is not simply a Gina problem or a Southern problem. It's a major problem in this country." And there are a few other comments from people who live in Gina and in the South who caution those who are quick to pass judgment on the town. So that's been a big story on our blog and on others as well.
Now, how is the blogosphere in general affecting this story?
Well, that's sort of the luxury of the internet, to be able to cover the stories that you like in the way that you like. And, you know, what's interesting is the fight at Gina High School happened in December of 2006. It wasn't a national news story until June of this year when Bell was convicted by an all-white jury. And even then, blogs, and black blogs in particular, were ahead of mainstream commercial media in covering this story. And, you know, that's also been a story, a big issue on our blog as well, that, you know, stories about Michael Vick and O.J. Simpson have outpaced coverage of the Gina 6. So the blogs and black blogs, as I've said, have really taken up this cause.
So on our blog, I had a lot of fun putting up some really scary outfits from Nona Hendricks, who we just spoke to. I mean, you know, we were all, if you're old enough, wearing a lot of Lycra. What else are people talking about?
Well, there's
on News
that.
And Views?
There's that. The spandex and the fringe from the 80s, definitely. They're also talking about a more serious topic, which is that heinous torture case in West Virginia. And also last week's Bloggers Roundtable, which was pretty provocative, as I'm sure you remember. One of our guest bloggers, you know, sought to defend herself on our blog against a listener who was criticizing her position on some of the issues. And so there was a heated exchange that sort of played out for a couple days.
A flame war.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, though we don't encourage personal attacks on our blog, we always invite the dialogue. So I say have at it.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks again.
Thank you.
Jeff Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes.